At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
No country is going to allow people to come in and not acknowledge its constitution, legal systems, and laws. They will not tolerate it. So do you think I can go to another country and set up my own rules to live by? Use the language I choose.
Several Democratic lawmakers spoke out against Cunningham's remarks, including Charlotte State Senator Caleb Tedros.
This idea, the comment was that there are some cultures that are beneath others, and I'm paraphrasing here, I think is antithetical of everything that we teach even our kids.
Tedros did not say Cunningham should be replaced in her district, but did say representatives need to speak out against what he calls bad policy.
A Democrat civil war has broken out in North Carolina after a brave state legislator stood up and boldly broke ranks with her party and defended America First to the shock of every single Democrat in the legislature. What you're about to see is going to absolutely blow you away as you witness firsthand the fracturing of the Democrat Party that's happening all across the country and how it's currently realigning American politics like never before. You are not going to want to miss this. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of a rapidly changing world as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Meet Charlotte Democrat Carla Cunningham. A few days back, she took to the floor of the North Carolina legislature to deliver remarks regarding HB 318, the Criminal Illegal Alien Enforcement Act, which would require North Carolina sheriffs to call ICE agents before releasing an arrested illegal migrant subject to a detainer. If you don't know, a detainer is simply a request by ICE agents or other federal authorities to hold on to an arrested migrant until ICE agents show up there. So you recall the incident in New York City a couple of weeks back when an illegal migrant shot an off-duty CBP agent. And we found out from the chief of police of the NYPD, John Schell, that the fellow accused of that shooting apparently had a detainer for November 6th. He was in front of a judge on November 30th. But because of New York sanctuary city laws, they couldn't detain him. So the guy went out to do a robbery in December. He stabbed someone in the Bronx in January. He went to Massachusetts and committed kidnappings, armed robberies, tied up people. I mean, a reasonable person would listen to that and just say, that's nuts. Well, that's exactly what the lunatic Democrat governor of North Carolina wants for his state, at least inadvertently. He vetoed a bill that would require North Carolina sheriffs to honor detainer requests from ICE agents before releasing illegal migrants in their custody. And so this Democrat, Representative Cunningham, stood up in the North Carolina legislature and she said this.
We have been naive. We have been exploited and abused by the different tactics to gain citizenship in America. It's time to wake up. We must establish new rules to address a distinct type of migration that we are facing in our country, state, and cities. It's time to turn the conveyor belt off. Let me share with you all what happens when a woman lawmaker like myself chooses to move differently. Yes, I was degraded for my vote. Yes, I was called racist for my vote. And yes, I was said I was trash. However, I figured it out. They want me to stop elevating my ancestors' history. They want me to be silent in my country. They want me to line up behind their priorities while my people and communities continue to struggle in our country. Is this not your country? This is my country. With the good and the not so good, this is my country, tears of thee. Now, if you want to adapt to my country, not isolate yourself, and come here legally, I welcome you. But today, I am telling you, I am not going to be silenced by those who disagree with my ideology on the issue at hand.
Hey gang, what if one capsule a day could help you feel full, reduce cravings, and actually enjoy eating less? Sound too good to be true? Well, meet Appetite from The Wellness Company, a groundbreaking formula that helps you take control of your hunger, boost metabolism, and feel fuller longer. It features Acromantia, a next-gen probiotic shown to boost GLP-1, the hormone that controls appetite metabolism. It's paired with saffron to curb emotional eating, reduce stress, and support balanced serotonin levels. No stimulants needed. Appetite also includes GLP-1 and GLP-2 activating probiotics, plus prebiotics like inulin and green banana to keep you satisfied and support gut health. It's time your gut controls your thoughts and your mind takes a break with a unique combination of amazingness engineered into one convenient capsule ready to work naturally with your body. Head on over to twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off. Take control of your health today with The Wellness Company. Click on that link below right now. Now, as you saw earlier at the beginning of this video, the Democrat meltdown over that speech has been utterly epic. And there's, of course, already calls for Representative Cunningham to be primaried out of office for standing up with Republicans and the America First agenda. But what we're seeing here that is really horrifying the Democrats is that what she just said echoed the sentiments of tens of millions of Black Americans all across the country. The Democrats have abandoned Black communities for illegal migrants. That is the growing sentiment among more and more Black voters and non-white voters in general. The Democrats have abandoned Black communities for illegal migrants, and this is erupting into a full-blown civil war inside the party. We've seen it in New York City with Mayor Eric Adams. He's been forced to do a total about face with his original sanctuary city policies because so many of his constituents turned against him over it, accusing him of standing up for illegal migrants over New Yorkers. He's being forced to cut basic social and municipal services in order to pay for all the illegal migrants that were being bussed into New York City over the years by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who basically said, hey, you guys are sanctuary cities. Well, here you go. We're bringing the open border over to you. This is, of course, during the Biden era. But this is what you wanted, isn't it? You're a sanctuary city. Here you go. And ultimately, it looks like those policies are going to cost Mayor Adams his mayoral seat. Adams looks like he's going to be voted out in a landslide in November. And in Chicago, a city with the ultra-radical cultural Marxist Mayor Brandon Johnson, he's doing his best to destroy that city. Well, residents there recently gave him an earful over what they think about his sanctuary city policies. Take a look at this.
All I can say to you is that you are a disgrace. I'm an 80-year-old woman, and I've never seen anything like this. I grew up in the Jim Crow South, and the policies that you're passing in this city remind me of the Jim Crow South. I had to drink out of a colored water fountain, or the whites would drink out of a white water fountain. But you know what I didn't have to worry about? Going back to my community and it would be destroyed. And everybody else is in my community but Black people. And this is what you've done with this immigration. You have allowed all these people, you brought all these people into this city. You are destroying this city. And the black community is flooded with all of these immigrants, violent ones, prostitution, gangs. You did that. You are doing this to your people. You are an absolute disgrace to me. Like I said, I drank out of that colored water fountain, but I could go back to that black community that was intact. Women are crying, taxes are going up. What am I gonna do with my children? Where are we going to go and live? This is because of you, Brandon Johnson. You're destroying the black, the South Side of Chicago with your policy, all under the Democratic Party. You are a disgrace.
It's a disgrace. Yes, it's an absolute disgrace that not only non-citizens, but illegal non-citizens, non-citizens who have blatantly and knowingly and deliberately broken our laws are being treated with more care and more attention than are the taxpaying citizens of the city. It's a disgrace. So now even Democrats, at least in North Carolina, are rising up and declaring what every American needs to hear. This is our country. We built it. We fought for it. We bled for it. And we are not going to be pushed to the back of the line for people who just arrived, especially those who cut in front of the line and arrived illegally. So what we're seeing here is obviously bigger than party politics. This is about Americans, black Americans, white Americans, Latino Americans, rising up and finally saying enough. Enough of America last. Enough of defending illegal migrants before legal citizens. And enough of recasting legitimate dissent as hateful racism. Enough. We're not buying it anymore. Now, I would argue this is all part and parcel of the great American political realignment. It is America first. It's Americans of all shapes and sizes banding together and defending their nation and their citizenship and their rights against those who are selling out all of it for their own political power and affluence. This, I would argue, is how MAGA is becoming what we call pre-political. MAGA is becoming the default paradigmatic political perspective of the vast majority of the nation, irrespective of their partisan loyalties and leanings. Now, the last time this happened was nearly a century ago with FDR's New Deal, right? The New Deal with the centrality of the working class electorate and Social Security. The New Deal basically became the pre-political paradigm that all politicians, regardless of party, were expected to adhere to for the decades following. Now, increasingly, it is MAGA. It is America first. MAGA is the new New Deal, and even Democrats are more and more starting to get on board. Oh, and by the way, that Democrat governor's veto, it was successfully overruled by the Republican supermajority with the help of Democrat Representative Cunningham. That, my friends, is what governing for America first really looks like. All right, gang, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Registration is now open for the America Awakened Masterclass. This isn't just some pre-recorded snooze fest. This is a live, no holds barred deep dive with me. Raw, real, unfiltered, just like the early days when Turley Talks lit the fire that built a movement. Now listen, our early bird discount is disappearing fast. Time is short. Click that link, lock in your seat, and be a part of the cultural renaissance rising across the nation. Let's awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.